Chevy for FCM.
Four BWA, mobile.
Steve, KO4 HKX.
Patrick, how you doing this morning?
How about you?
Boat again. I'm supposed to be retired, not on the road again. I'm headed down to Saluda, South Carolina.
Going over there?
For the state certification for a piece of equipment. Are you headed downhill, or are you already down in the territory?
I'm already down here. I'm sitting at my first stop, putting away a few things and getting ready for the day. But I doubled with you there on the start.
Well, I hope you have a very profitable day. I tell you what, up here in Inman where I am, I'm in the soup right now. Visibility about a quarter mile. But it's supposed to clear off today. Aren't we supposed to have some sunshine?
That's what the weather was saying last night before I went to bed. And I'm the same over here when Travelers Rest, where I'm at. You can't see about a quarter mile.
Tell you what, we needed the rain. We always need the rain. But this long, oh my goodness, I'm getting moldy. Oh, and by the way, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, over a very short period of time, we're supposed to get like 3 inches.
But we need some sunshine, too, to dry this up a little bit.
Like I said, I'm hoping to get the moldy portion of me dried out today. Moldy, moldy.
What you been up to lately? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Trying to take care of maintenance on my building down there. That's kept me hopping over about the last week or two. And trying to take care of some issues down there and trying to keep stuff going around the house for Mama. Oh, between those two and my brother, I'll tell you what, I haven't sat down much recently. And I'll tell you something. The week before Christmas, I am really looking forward to it because I'm just going to sit down and let the grass grow on the rock. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I won't be able to do that. And then the week after Christmas, I got inventory, so that'll be a really busy week.
Go out to your accounts after Christmas during that inventory time?
That week off, because you can't run the route while you're doing inventory.
So I'll bet you look forward to that week after Christmas every year, don't you?
Not really, because doing inventory stinks.
Yeah, I can imagine so. But at least it's not like a distribution center where you're having to count up in a distribution center. Whew, that'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
But it usually takes me 3 to 4 days.
Well, you got a lot of stuff packed into a small space, or you've got a lot of it back at home.
But the time-consuming parts, all the little pieces, the little sockets and repair pieces, all that's very time-consuming.
Can't count them off as individual sets.
Got individual part numbers for like an 8mm socket, shallow or deep. You got an individual part number for that, and I may have 5 to 10 of each one.
Well, do you do this on paper, or do you do this on a tablet or laptop?
So far, the way I've done it is I do it all on paper, and then I have to go through and change all the numbers in the computer. I really love a better way to do it, but I haven't found it yet.
There's just no replacing a physical count. Man. Well, anyhow, at least you won't have to be up at 4:30 every morning during that week. You get to sleep until about 8 o'clock and work until about 6, like a normal person.
That's for sure. But that's why I say it's just another work week to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you and your wife have gotten to that stage where New Year's is generally greeted with the inside of your eyelids. My wife and I, we never did really go out big time or anything like that for New Year's Eve, but now, I just don't want to go out there and fight those crowds, you know, fight the drunks.
Been that person, so we'll get together with some friends from church every now and then on Christmas or on New Year's Eve and hang around for a little while, but most of the time we're home by 10:30, 11 o'clock.
My wife and I love fireworks, and used to we could find some little town or township that would shoot fireworks at midnight. We used to go out and do that kind of thing, but like I said, you know, doing battle on the road with the drunks, it just got too much.
I get that hope completely. Same here. That's why I don't go out late at night much anymore at all.
New stuff you've been doing on your radios. I got a friend from church that had just right out of nowhere expressed an interest in ham radio, and I'm trying to guide him through getting his technician, and that ought to be fun. It'd be nice to see just how far he takes it. So what have you been doing with ham lately?
Learning to be the net control on Sunday night.
Right, for 610 or where?
10.
Assuming you found a way to get into the repeater solid then.
I've had a way to get in, and it's just to 610, it's just nothing else is real good. I can get the 610 and 6-4 from the house, and every now and then the 285.
I was say, you should be able to hit that 6-4 pretty good. I mean, have you got it solid?
Problem hitting it from the house. The 610, my beam is actually aimed the other way.
Hey, you said beam? Did you put up a, did you put up that beam that I gave you?
I haven't put that one up. I had a, I bought a beam and the mast from AK's estate when he passed, and that's what I have up. The one you give me, the, I don't know what it's called. The box where you hook up is busted and it's not working. So I don't know. Trying to figure out how to fix that. I don't know. It was broke when I got it. So I don't know what happened to it or when I pulled it out.
Well, I didn't know what kind of shape it was in. I bought that in with a whole batch of stuff that I had gotten from Gary, KI4DOS. Since I got it from him, I just assumed that it was okay. I had never put it up, and that's why I gave it to you. I never did put it up. So, anyhow, well, who knows? Maybe we'll figure out how to make that thing work, and either you or somebody else can use it.
I've straightened all the elements out on it and got all that fixed, and now I'm just trying to figure out how to fix the connection on it where it's a dual plane, or I guess a vertical or horizontal. There's some kind of switch or something in there that takes care of that.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe sometime you can take a couple of pictures of it and send me those pictures down. maybe I'll recognize what it is.
I had it one time, what it was, but it just left me this morning. I can't remember what it's called.
Well, I've made it out to 26, and I don't know what it is, but on both sides of 26, the visibility goes down to nothing, but right down the corner of 26 here, I guess the traffic is just keeping enough of a little heat island in the center here over the lanes. I've got about a half a mile visibility, maybe a little bit more.
Good, since you're out on 26, you need all the visibility you can get.
Upper pool.
Saluda, South Carolina.
Patterns these days, you know, with the volume of cars, and you get a whole lot of people out here traveling along at a reasonable rate, and then you get one idiot that tries to zip in and out of traffic and create problems. Man, I tell you, it creates a lot of accidents.
On a morning like this morning. But where is Saluda, North Carolina, or South Carolina?
Newberry is. Southwest by about 25 miles. Kind of, if you drew a line between Newberry and I would say Augusta, there's Saluda, right out in the middle of nowhere.
I got an idea where you're at. And yeah, that's pretty much the middle of nowhere.
Country.
Down in Winsboro for a couple years.
Were you a member of a hunt club? Seen what they're having to pay for land lease now for hunting privileges?
I looked, or not tried to join a club in many years because they just, I can't come up with the time, so I just don't mess with it.
You can get property leased it for about $1 to $2 an acre. Man, they're paying upwards of $10 an acre now.
Surprised me. Probably why a lot of people aren't hunting anymore.
The deer population in South Carolina has gone up like crazy. I mean, you know, it's just tons of them out there. Yeah, you're right. The number of folks that are out there hunting deer is just dwindling. It's just not, appropriate. It's not woke.
So blame expensive anymore. I mean, you think about it. By the time you buy your license, your equipment, and then the land lease, it's outrageous. And then out-of-state license for me were just crazy.
I didn't even think about that. Well, I guess I am just that one in a thousand because I'm in my situation. Well, there goes another one. Redneck in a 90 model Ford F-150 just went blowing by me, and oh, he just cut another guy off. They're out here, I'm telling you. So anyhow, I'm kind of fortunate. I can just hunt right there on my own property, and it just works out perfectly. I've taken 3 this year. I'm not going to take any more. I've got all.
I wouldn't take any more if you got all you need. That way you can manage the herd, and you can do that for many years to come.
So, as long as I can get that John Deere cranked up to load them up in the back of the truck after I get them.
The Chevy truck is much lower to the ground.
Thank heavens for that. Man, I tell you what, that Dodge, you need an elevator. Quite a background climbing above your squelch level.
Not anything that I can hear.
The squelch in this radio is set through programming. I got to figure out how to go back in and set the squelch just a little bit higher. I'm getting that background noise is just breaking the squelch level. Yeah, I figured it out the other day, and I've invested at this point, by the time I get it through the processor and everything, is about just under $3 a pound. So it really does pay off for me.
At that price, yeah, I'm sure it does, but like I said, when you start adding in $400 for hunting license, all the travel time, it gets to be too much, and it's just not worth it.
See, that's something I didn't even think about, because over 65, in South Carolina, they issue you a permanent hunting license. You don't have to go buy them every year, and you don't have to pay for it. I don't even have to buy deer tags.
I know last time I bought license, which has been about 3 years ago down here, it cost me right at $400 for my tags and license, and then it was $1,000 for the land lease we were on.
What were you leasing, the lower half of the state?
It was a small club, and they had, I think altogether they had like 600 acres. I can't remember exactly now.
How many of you were in the club?
I want to say it was like maybe four or five. That was it.
Sound just about right, because that would put it at about $5 an acre. Five guys at $1,000 for 600 acres. No, that's actually more than that. Phew. Well, I am blessed to have what I've got.
Just left me. Down toward Lawrence Greenwood area, I can't remember the name of the little town. McCormick, that's it. I'm just brain fog this morning.
Yep, that is a nice area down there. It's good hunting land, too. Well, listen, I am just about to get down to Highway 221 on 26, which is... I can't remember the little Roebuck down here towards Roebuck, and it's going to start getting squirrely on me going up and down these little hills and down in the holes, but I'm going to go ahead and let you go before I get all scratchy, bud. Hey, listen, I enjoyed the ride along this morning. I hope you have a good day, a profitable day. You're not out there just, you know, burning fuel. So, you have a good one. 73, K and 4, VW, I'll be clear after you find it.
See this morning, Steve, and you make it back home at a relatively quick time. It's KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
4HKX, KO4PXB.
Good morning, Lloyd. KO4HKX.
Just thought I'd congratulate you on it and tell you did a good job on the net last night. I know you were a little bit nervous, but you just maintained that composure. You did great.
And it's just a matter of getting everything in order and doing it a couple of times and learning how it all works. I've been shadowing the nets for the last month or so, but there's things come up when you're doing the net that you can't exactly practice, just like putting in a call that doesn't come up. Sometimes you can't get the call, you can't. Since I'm not the net controller, I can't ask them to come back and give me their call again, so I miss it. And just things like that. So you just got to practice those on the fly.
So that's an odd statement, what you just made. So can you not ask them twice what their call sign is? After that, then you just can't call, ask them to come back again? Because, you know, I thought I've heard that on the net before when either somebody's transmission was not legible enough that they have asked him to come back.
Yeah, you can if you're the net control, but if you're shadowing, you can't. It's hard, and net control may get it and you didn't, so it's you just don't have that option to always get the call sign.
Well, that made sense when you were saying that you were in the process of the shadowing. You were not truly the net controller at that point in time. Yeah, that's definitely did. Like I said, yeah, you definitely did great. You always have to, you know, just same way with anything in life, you always have to contend for that aw poop.
Definitely a factor every time you try to do something.
Yep, I have no doubt that everything will go well, but this evening at 6:30, I'm taking my general test.
Here, and hopefully everything goes smooth for you. Where are you taking it at?
Same site in Spartanburg that I took my technicians at. So I was going to do it online, but I couldn't, you know, have a quiet set-down place, so... And it's easier just to go there, the on-site that they were doing it today at 6:30. So I've got my wife picking up the baby from the daycare, and so I'll just go there and take my, you know, take the test today, and then just have, you know, then just start working on getting the HF radio and getting that set up.
I hope everything goes smooth for you this afternoon, then, and I'm sure you've got it all down and memorized and ready to go.
For the last 2-3 weeks, I've been taking the practice test every day, 4 and 5 times a day. So most of the time that if I'll miss normally at the most I've ever missed out of all the question banks that I've, it's like 5 questions. It's either 5 or less that I just miss. So and a lot of times it's because I read it too quickly and then select the wrong answer, or I click on one and I don't click in the right spot, and it just leaves it blank.
I know what you mean. Sometimes not being overconfident and taking the time to read the question fully is the key, and I've been bit by that one too, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I just chuckle when I see that he's just like, man, I should have took time to read a little more, because some of the questions have the same wording at the very beginning, but the last part is the part of the answer where that it lets you get it right.
They were pretty sneaky on that one. The first part of the question may be the same thing, but the second part of it will get you. I know that's the way it was with my ASE test for a mechanic also. That Technician A and Technician B stuff, that gets you confused in a hurry if you ain't careful.
Just like with anything else. And I'm not sure if what you were talking about earlier, heard the conversation where you were talking about, obviously this is going to be your inventory week. What you can, what you can actually do is do the, if you have a little barcode scanner, scan stuff in that may have that information set up. And with it, Excel, it actually has a compared function in it that you can compare the verbiage, and you can have them open side by side and compare, and then make the change on any one of the documents as it compares.
I'm sure there's easier ways to do it. I've never used Excel enough to be good at it or know how to use it, so I just have to resort back to paper and pencil.
That's definitely a way to do it, too, like I said, because with software and seeing a lot of numbers and stuff, it just gets redundant and gets very boring, and sometimes the numbers, you know, will play tricks on your mind, and so definitely having it on paper and then just transfer over to computer works.
It does, and over the years, I have found ways to make it faster and make things go smoother. So over the years, every year, I get a little bit quicker at it. So it's not too bad now. I know when I first started, it was horrible. I hated it. It took me all week long to get it done. But now, I save four days for it, but that's cleaning the truck, getting it ready to go out the next week, everything. That's the whole shooting match. So it gives me a couple of days to relax still.
Yep, definitely relaxing after doing an inventory is a good thing, because it could definitely get beyond stressful, and then things start getting out of order.
But, Lloyd, I'm going to have to jump off here so I can get opened up and ready for business today. But it's good to talk to you this morning. And good luck on your test this afternoon. I know you've got it. But, we'll have a new general operator amongst us here this evening. And you take care out there and be careful. So, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a safe and great day until I talk to you again. KO4PXB.